Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTÉ.
Postnatal depression is something that most people associate with women, but studies have found that it also affects men. Professor Sinead McGilloway is the director of the Centre for Mental Health and Community Research at Maynooth University Department of Psychology, and she joins us now on the line. You're very welcome, Sinead, to the programme this evening. I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear this, that this is something that men can suffer from too. Talk us through it.
Yes, indeed, Sarah. Well, obviously, mum is the birthing parent. She's the primary caregiver, particularly in those all-important first few months and weeks after the birth of a new baby. But increasingly, we are seeing research that's suggesting that the role of dads is really important too. Now, if you think about this, obviously, the birth of a child is a significant event in anyone's life. It is typically associated with joy, happiness, and so on. But as any parent out there will tell you, it is also a very stressful time. And it can be stressful for both mums and dads. This, the change in identity to becoming a parent, particularly for new mums and dads, the potential shift in the relationship between both parents, the need to bond with the child. And there's a raft of psychological literature telling us how important that is in the child's development. And there may be changes in social support. And you factor into that, perhaps, the child's temperament. You know, the baby may be a little bit, have what's called a fussy temperament. It might be difficult, may not sleep that well. And you've got all that emotional exhaustion and sleep deprivation. So there's a whole range of social psychological factors that come into play for both mom and dad. So there isn't any reason to expect that dad won't be affected in some way.
All makes sense. Absolutely it makes sense, particularly when fathers are very involved, which increasingly fathers are very involved in the care of the baby. My understanding, though, was that postnatal depression specifically, as opposed to other maybe types of depression or feeling low, was linked to the, you know, very dramatic hormonal changes that women can experience post giving birth. So are we talking about maybe with fathers, a depression or a low mood that can happen after having a baby, whereas postnatal depression is a slightly different thing caused by hormones or not?
Well, it's a very good question, Sarah, because there's no universally agreed definition of postnatal depression for men. And, you know, language is everything. Perhaps that's not the correct term. Perhaps we should be talking about something like an excessive stress response or distress rather than postnatal depression per se. But essentially, we have up to 10%, if not more, recent studies showing even, you know, 25% of dads can have what's called diagnosable depression. So they can these symptoms can be similar to women. And yes, women have all that those physiological hormonal changes going on. So you're seeing typical symptoms in women such as apathy, fatigue, lack of interest, inability to concentrate, and so on. Some of these may also present in men, but we're seeing slightly different things. So they may be present with more irritability rather than sadness or low mood. Indecisiveness, they might experience a kind of an emotional numbing. They may engage in escapist behaviours, such as spending more time online, spending more time outside the home, engaging in alcohol, substance abuse, and so on. So these, there are social and psychological factors there that may compound the physiological changes that are happening for a woman, but that may also affect men quite severely. So, and hence the term postnatal depression. But as I've said, you know, perhaps that's not the ideal term here. We're talking about mental health problems for men that can occur during pregnancy, but that can also occur typically during the first 3 to 6 months after a baby is born.
And it's a really important conversation to have and for men to be aware that's a real thing then, because so much of the focus, rightly and understandably, is on women and post-birth. And men, I think, are expected, you know, to be the carer, the supporter, the person that's who gives as opposed to takes in that scenario. So
yes, like the exactly. Yeah, exactly, Sarah. Yeah, I mean, we're seeing this in research which suggests that men are feeling that they should be the strong ones. Mm. They should be there to support their partner. And there's lots of research to show that if you've got an engaged and involved dad, that will be hugely psychologically beneficial for the mum and the baby. So it's really about, I suppose, yes, you've mentioned this increasing awareness, making men aware that this is normal. It's okay to not be okay, to adopt a phrase that's been used a lot in relation to men's mental health, and to really open up those conversations about men's mental health, particularly in these early years. And I think it's also, though, about encouraging men to seek help, because they often don't realise that they have a problem, and then they're not going to be much use, I suppose, in terms of supporting their partner, and they want to be involved in supporting their partner. They want to be involved in childcare. And what we're seeing from a lot of research is, in fact, that they're feeling excluded from the childcare process with maternity services and so on.
I just want to ask you finally then, you've also found that men can experience trauma during the birthing process. That's really interesting. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think, well, what we know from this is that there's a whole range of risk factors. In other words, factors that increase a man's chances or likelihood of developing mental health at some stage. And one of those risk factors is when there's a difficult pregnancy, and in particular, as you can imagine, a difficult or traumatic birth, because most men are probably present at the birth of their child or children. And that can lead to perhaps post-traumatic stress disorder, where you have kind of recurring and intrusive memories of the event. And you can understand that sense of, I suppose, helplessness on the parts of dads when this is all happening. They find themselves in an environment that is very female-centric, and they're maybe not quite sure what to expect or how to support the mum. And if she's had a difficult birth, then clearly it's going to affect him too. And there could then be ripple effects into the whole family.
Really interesting to speak to you, Sinead, and thank you so much for joining us. That is Professor Sinead McGilloway, who's Director of the Centre for Mental Health and Community Research at Maynooth University. And if you've been affected by anything we've been discussing there, you can check out www.rte.ie/helplines.